Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
We know some of the big items on that State of the State, but what else should we expect to hear from Governor Hochul on Tuesday?
Well, I think she'll be making a major push on the program that she's suggesting for rebates of sales tax revenue to local residents. That she's played that up quite a bit already. She'll be talking about things that are in the area of fighting crime, public safety enhancements. She announced some things in Buffalo over the weekend on that. She'll be talking about trying to keep costs of taxpayers and what they spend down. She's made a big push on affordability issues. The specifics of that remain to be seen.
When it comes to affordability and other issues, what may be the most important of the issues she addresses Tuesday?
Well, I think she's going to have to speak to taxes in her proposal to provide sales tax rebates to folks, I guess, is designed as a major part of the program, making it affordable by providing some cash to people. There's, of course, a limit to what any state can do with affordability issues. And so the particulars, I'm not sure where that'll come from. One thing that might be interesting is what she might say or not say about helping the city of Buffalo. The city is facing major serious financial problems in the range of tens of millions of dollars. And so will the governor say anything about that or not? That will be a very interesting situation to see develop.
How vital is her comment about Buffalo, if any, toward regaining support?
Well, that's kind of a tough one because it depends on proposals to provide extra state aid from her end, whether she is able to do that. There's other municipalities that would be looking for money. And the burden will mostly fall on the mayor and the city council as to what they can do to raise taxes and cut costs. So there's limits to what she could do. She could appoint vacancies on the control board, which might help with the process because the city is heading toward a cliff.
How important is Governor Hochul's State of the State Tuesday as far as fighting off potential primary challenges in next year's election?
Well, it's a little early on that. I mean, she's definitely going to be using it as a platform to launch her efforts moving toward 2026. In a few days, we'll be getting reports on the campaign financials, and I'll expect her to have somewhere in the range of $18 to $20 million already in the bank, which is certainly going to speak as loudly as anything she might say in the State of the State.
You mentioned that it's a little early in the campaign process right now, but have any names come out as potential primary challengers for Governor Hochul?
Yes, there's been a couple. There's been Congressman Richie Torres from the New York City area. And also, interestingly, Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado, whose name has been circulating as a potential primary candidate. That is interesting. It's not totally unprecedented in the state, but it would certainly be an interesting challenge. Those are the two. She has some Republican names that are floating out there, also Congressman Lawler, among others. So there are some folks certainly taking a serious look at it.